I sit behind the huge oak desk in my office at the world headquarters of Anything Incorporated, organizing my homework like I do every Sunday afternoon. I spend a lot of weekends in the office. If I didn't, I'd never get anything done. I think CEOs of big-time companies like mine shouldn't be required to attend middle school. It seriously gets in the way of doing important business stuff. I've created an Excel spreadsheet on my laptop and sorted my assignments into three columns. Teacher will check, teacher won't check, teacher will collect, but won't check. Normally, I'd have my assistant handle this kind of thing, but she quit last week. It's okay, though, because she was a climber. More interested in having a fancy title than doing a good job for the company. She started as an intern about a month ago, recommended by one of our board members. She was terrible even back then. I could never find a stapler when I needed one, and my printer was always out of paper. I thought if I gave her a real title and some responsibility by promoting her to assistant to the president, she'd step up her game. But she didn't. All she wanted to do was criticize me. Her boss. That's not how it works in the corporate world. I open my Brilliant Business Tips Excel spreadsheet, scroll down to the next empty cell, and type Michael Pruitt Business Tip Number 347. There's only one way to the top. Keep your head down, apply yourself, and do your time. It sure would be nice to have someone handle all this busy work now that my assistant bailed on me. I'd much rather be spending my time doing real boss stuff, like planning my next exciting business venture. Retail wasn't the right fit for me. Neither was professional sports instruction. But I have a million other ideas. Those are just two recent ones that didn't work out. Pat Pruitt always says, "If at first you don't succeed, try again." I've had my share of failures, but I never give up. I know I'll have a successful business empire one day, just like my hero, Pap Pruitt. Technically, Pap is my grandfather. He taught me everything I know about business. My desk first belonged to Pap when he started his real estate business at 17 years old. When Pap moved into the nursing home, Dad didn't need it for his landscaping business, so he lets me use it. It's a real boss-looking desk, and I always feel real important sitting at it. I also feel close to Pap when I'm at my desk. He's been in the nursing home for a while now, and I don't get to see him as much. Plus, he's sick a lot, so Dad doesn't always let me go with him to visit Pap. He didn't let me go today, which I guess is why Pap's been on my mind. Pap was a super crazy successful entrepreneur when he was younger. He started his own general store, a dry cleaning business, two fast food franchises, a hotel called the Old Pruitt Place, a pet grooming business, a landscaping business, three automatic car washes, a boiled peanut roadside stand, and a whole lot more. I asked him once how he became so successful. I remember the sparkle in his eye when he grinned a little and said, "All it takes is a dream and a prayer." I've got lots of dreams. And even though I'm not the best at prayers, the Almighty is pretty used to hearing from me when it comes to a new business idea. Pap started his business empire in his garage with only $100, a dream, and a prayer. Pap's blind now because of the diabetes, but he's still a wicked cool guy. I really want to make him proud, but he didn't have to build his business empire and go to middle school at the same time. I guess Pap was a late bloomer. It's a little embarrassing, having to do homework at your real job. I'll bet Malcolm Forbes never had to do that, and he was like one of the most successful business guys ever. Luckily, my office is pretty private. But that doesn't always keep the riffraff out. Sometimes it can get so noisy in here, especially when the dryer's on its last cycle like it is now. It sounds like a space shuttle getting ready to launch. And there must be a shoe in there, because something bangs against the side every few seconds, distracting me from my work. I lean back in my executive, fake leather desk chair and stare at Dad's tools hanging on the wall. waiting for the banging to stop. The annoyingly long honk of the buzzer sounds, and the pounding inside the machine finally fades away. I hit the talk button on the intercom on my desk. "Mom!" I say, pretty loud so she can hear me from anywhere inside the house, then because I'm annoyed that there's a washer and dryer in my office. No response. I hit the button again. "Mom!" A few seconds later, her voice crackles through the intercom speaker. "Yes, Mikey, what is it?" I sigh and press the talk button. "Mom, I asked you not to call me that when I'm at work." "Oh, sorry, honey. Michael, what is it? Is the dryer done?" We've talked about honey, too. But I'm too busy to get into that right now. "Yes, ma'am," I say. "Okay," she says. "I'll be right there."